There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. Of course, if you want to join us, you can. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Whether you want to talk about the bath salts or, let's see, we also talk about indecency in the media, as they call it in the FCC.
Nipples!
And we've got six nipples on display right now in the studio of the male variety, so we won't be violating the terms of service of the, of the live stream app. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com. You can see Topless Tuesday here with me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And our toll-free number is 855-453. We also have Skype. Skype username tonight is lrn.fm. There's other news, you know, to talk about, but Conan, you started with a really interesting discussion. It's a list of five things as listed by Raw Story, was it?
Mm-hmm. Raw Story? RawStory.com.
List of five things, five sexual taboos in the United States that are looked at strangely by people in Europe.
Correct.
And we got through number one, which was sort of comparing the violence that's acceptable on television in the U.S. and in media in general in the U.S. with the fact that nudity, even a slip of a nipple, is generally seen as this shocking thing and it needs to be suppressed. So that was number one. Number two, I think we're in the middle of, right?
Yeah, number two, Puritan prudery, talking about all the sex we surround ourselves with. And it goes on to...
While yet not admitting it.
Yeah, I mean...
Obsessing over it in the culture, but at the same time thinking it's a bad thing.
And making a big deal about sex in general. So, yeah, so surrounding ourselves with it, blanketing ourselves with it, but then at the same time telling our kids, hey, you know what, this is a bad, bad thing, and you can't have it until you're 18 or whatever.
Or married.
Or even older. And then we have all these problems with, unwanted teenage pregnancies.
Yep.
and sexual transmitted diseases and the like, and no one knows anything because they're having to go off into the shadows to try these things out, and the consequences are they're there.
Absolutely true. Let's pick up the story.
So he goes in, of course, to compare to socialized economies like in Europe. So he says, compare to European countries, most of which boast comprehensive sex ed, easy access to birth control, and universal health care. Woohoo! The U.S. has alarming teen pregnancy rates, 41.5 per 1,000 people, as reported by the United Nations in 2009. By contrast, the Netherlands had a teen birth rate of 5.3 versus 41.5.
And that's per 100,000?
Per 1,000.
Oh, per 1,000. Okay.
Switzerland is 4.3 per 1,000. Germany is 9.8. Europeans also have lower STI rates and far lower rates of HIV and AIDS.
Does it show Canada? Because I remember looking years ago at Canada, and it was also much lower than the United States. Just wondering where they got that. What was the source?
United Nations... Yeah, the United Nations.
Okay.
So this is causation versus correlation. It's very difficult to decide why, why different countries have teen pregnancy rates or whatever the rates are that they're trying to correlate information with. I tend to believe that more information is better, and therefore giving information to kids is a good and important thing to do. But there's all kinds of factors that go into teen pregnancy that aren't being addressed here and won't be addressed.
We're talking about South Korea or Japan. The people there aren't even having sex. So, I mean, that's a whole other cup of tea right there. They're not going to suffer the same consequences, but they're not having sex for some other reason.
Well, I think that you can argue, and you're right, Mark, you can't say for sure why there's such a discrepancy. But I think you can certainly argue that a puritanical past can influence, the way things are now. The puritanical ideas that are prevalent within a lot of American society are repressing people or attempting to repress people's sexuality, which means that people don't talk about sex, right? So if you don't talk about sex with your children at some point, You know, they're likely to have it without you having talked about it. And if they have it without you having had any discussion about, oh, I don't know, preventing pregnancy, then there's a good chance that they're going to get pregnant at some point, right? So if we have a culture in the United States where parents are not willing to talk frankly about sexuality with their kids, then that could create that. You could create the circumstances under which it would be easy to have a bevy of teenage pregnancies.
Sure. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just don't know that the information has been presented, that the proof has been presented.
But, Ian, that's what all that money I pay in my property taxes is going to the schools
to educate them, to
pay for some sex ed teacher to teach these kids what I don't have the time of the day to do myself because I suck like that.
There's a lot of really old statistics. I was just looking to see if I could find the source here of the UN that you were talking about, and Wikipedia doesn't have it. So I've got some really old numbers, and I'm just curious because I know that Canada is higher than these other countries that you talked about. Like the last numbers I saw were in the 20th percentile, still lower, much lower than the United States. It's just fascinating stuff. You can continue, though, with the Raw story.
Number three, we're finally there. It's been an hour and 14
minutes. This is a good topic. It's good topics.
It's good stuff.
This is stuff that people can relate to. I mean, people, again, whether they will admit it or not, are very, very interested in human sexuality.
Correct. Right. Number three, our fear of hugs. I'm one of these guys, too, by the way.
You are a not-hugger?
I don't like touching people. I can barely shake your hand.
That's
weird,
but you're sitting here topless.
I don't have a problem talking about things.
No problem having
interesting conversations.
Yeah.
But touching you? Why would I want to do that?
Okay, we can dig here. Were you not hugged as a child? This is the obvious question.
Actually, I think for a lot of my earlier years, I was sheltered by a Christian hippie, from a Christian hippie mom. I think I was over-touched.
Over-hugged, I
ran around naked till I was like... until I went to kindergarten, whatever age that is.
You had to put the clothes on.
I remember my aunts and uncles would always, they had a problem with me because I was the dirty hippie kid running around in the woods.
Have you always had long hair?
Naked.
You've got really long hair.
I go back and forth, but it's almost always long. Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, I come from hippies and I come from a very loving family. But
was it that when you were a kid, at some point it became, oh, don't touch me, mom, or something like that to where you were turned off? Or
you know, I don't think I've actually done a lot of thinking. So I don't think I've sat down and actually thought about it.
Because it might
have something to do with me being upset that the norms were upset with me, with my upbringing, like running around naked, running around with dirty clothes, just being a straight savage. And I think I might have problems with that.
But how does that manifest into not wanting to hug somebody?
Not a clue. All I know is that there are a lot of dirty, nasty, sticky, sweaty, hairy people out there, and I don't want to touch them.
So it's more of a hygiene.
I don't know.
Concern.
I don't know.
I can't say that I felt the way that Conan has said in the past, but what he's just said now, I felt that way in the past. But what I decided to do was sort of power through it.
Yeah.
I figured that life was better if I showed affection towards people. That I want to show affection towards, right? Like, I want to give people hugs. I want to be, comfortable around people and that kind of thing. So I just kind of, decided to power through that.
I feel the same way, Mark, because it's not that I wasn't hugged as a kid. I definitely had loving parents and was raised well in that way. But I have also put more effort into being more outgoing in that sort of touching, hugging manner, and I think it's a good thing. I do think it's a good thing for humans to touch, and there's scientific evidence that shows that that's true, that, people that don't get touched as kids are more likely to turn into people who will commit murder or do other terrible
things.
Or
flip your car over.
Yeah. So where were we coming from on this?
Number three, our fear of hugs.
Oh, yeah, the fear of hugs. Okay.
Research has shown that non-sexual physical contact has a profound impact on people's emotional and physical well-being.
Hmm.
Despite this knowledge, and our hyper-sexualized tendencies, America is one of the most touch-phobic countries in the world.
Really?
A global study on touch rated the U.S. among the lowest touch countries studied. In contrast, the high-touch countries, including Spain, France, Italy, and Greece, which are having serious problems right now, by the way, some researchers think our fear of platonic touching actually leads to violence, particularly in young males. In one study, American adolescents were shown to touch each other far less and more aggressive toward their peers compared with French adolescents.
We will come back with more here, 855-450-35 sexual taboos that are very strange to people in Europe. You can share your thoughts here with us at 855-453 wherever you are in the world, or join us on Skype. You can easily do that internationally via username lrn.fm. We're coming up.
Attention business owners. Do you know the three most critical letters in business?
CEO? MBA?
Nope. Here's a hint. These three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything.
ROI?
The answer is INC, as in incorporation. Because if you're not incorporated in someone who's your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners, so you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home. Protect your car. Protect your life savings. Call 1-800-941-1029 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. Get the three little letters that can mean the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. For your free guide, call 1-800-941-1029. That's 1-800-941-1029.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Back now, more Free Talk Live happening, where you can join the join us via our toll-free number at 855-453. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username LRN.FM. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Express Coin, that's where to go to get Bitcoin. If you've been paying attention, the price of Bitcoin has been up over the last few weeks. It's been a really good few weeks. It's not been so great for the people in Greece. But Bitcoin tends to do really well when there's economic calamities all around the world. Of course, Venezuela also having a real tough time with 600%+ inflation rate right now in Venezuela, where the price of a sandwich doubled from one week to the next recently. In a recent study, we talked about that last night on Free Talk Live.
Go socialism!
Yeah, it's failing, of course, as it tends to do. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin, you can get them fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive from ExpressCoin, the best choice for getting cryptocurrencies. You can get them with money order or check, and you can start off at ExpressCoin.com whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. ExpressCoin.com, you can do it from your smartphone via their app, and you can use coupon code FTL, like Free Talk Live, to get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no transfer fee at all. So go to ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. More coming up about sexual taboos in the United States versus Europe. Ron,
oh,
you're in Free Talk.
Ron, can you hear me?
Yes, Ron. Go ahead. Yes, Ron. We can hear you just fine. Hello. Can you hear us, Ron? Earth to Ron. Ron going once. Tell you what, we'll put Ron on hold here. We're going to see if the board op can clear up whatever that issue is, probably some sort of switch that needs to be flipped somewhere on the board would be my guess. And we'll bring Ron back on here as soon as possible. Our toll-free number is 855-453. And don't forget Skype. That's Skype username, LRN.FM. We were talking about hugging. Conan, this is number three on the list of sexual taboos. And it's kind of funny to even call this a sexual taboo. I mean, this is hugging. I mean, there's nothing really that's that sexy about hugging.
No, but right? it is a real thing, and I guess they did a study. I clicked on it, and I couldn't find that actual study. But, yeah, I've seen familiar studies, and we are always low on it. It's just
we, as in the people in the United States?
The United States, correct.
America's an anti-hugging country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I don't know what to tell you.
But can you correlate
that to being, you know, the world's policeman, too? You know, the United States is seems to be involved in most of the wars in the recent past. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but there you go.
So was there more commentary from Raw Story on the hugging aspect?
One more paragraph. While there are many reasons why Europe has a much lower violent crime rate than the U.S., I don't have those. I wish I could see some of the RawStory.com's ideas of why Europe has much lower violent crime rate. Could lack a healthy physical connection add to this trend? In 2012, research conducted by the United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime found that the U.S. had a homicide rate of 4.8 per 100,000 people compared to only 0.3 per 100,000 in Iceland, 0.7 per 100,000 in Sweden, 0.8 in Denmark, Spain, 0.9.
Hold on, I'm getting dizzy with all the statistics. What?
So the U.S. has four times the murders as many of those other states in Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah, a U.S. almost five per 100,000, and these guys are less than one. In fact, and Portugal gets up to 1.2. I'm sorry, that was the,
and the suggestion
was the Republic of Ireland.
That one of the correlating factors could be that people are not touched. They're not hugged. They're not having that human contact that helps bring them closer together with other people, maybe helps them empathize better with them, and so therefore they are closed off and they're more likely to go off into their own world, which could include murderous thoughts.
Well, we've done similar...
It was all speculation and correlation. Right?
True. We've covered similar articles when these numbers come up, when we see the homicide rate, and you know, I think one of the last ones was the gun ownership. That's one. Are you know, healthcare? Are these guys covered? How about veterans? How many wartime veterans are coming back to these countries?
You know, when you said gun ownership, were you saying that gun ownership correlates to, like, heavy gun ownership correlates to more murders?
Well, these are other reasons that aren't listed here.
Because it's definitely not true in New Hampshire, right? Like, in New Hampshire,
yeah, there's hardly any. More people, and usually it's self-inflicted or by cop.
Yeah.
It's, yeah, I really think it's... It's disingenuous for people to put gun statistics in suicide statistics inside of gun statistics. I mean, it's just it's padding your numbers. Mm-hmm. Okay, so people went with one of the most efficient ways to kill yourself. What a surprise! So now you want them to lay in the bathtub and slit their wrists? Is that what you're looking for? You know, exactly what you're looking for here.
Yeah, I mean, around here, the murder, you're right, Conan, it's usually the police who've killed somebody more often than the average folks around here.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I can only think of one murder in the last decade that I've been here in Keene, and I can think of at least two police shootings. So I'm not saying those are the same as murder, but that is, you know, people are getting their lives taken in situations and more often with the police.
And getting promoted right afterwards.
Yeah, there is that, too.
How do you like that? So not a whole lot of consequences.
Let's go to number four.
Number four, our anti-abortion violence. Hmm. I guess this isn't very sexually taboo, but it does have to do with the consequences of sex.
All right.
Though there have been a few incidents of anti-abortion-related violence everywhere, in Canada, New Zealand, and Austria, for instance, the vast majority of violence occurs right here in the good old U.S. of A.
Probably in the name of Jesus, which is really ironic.
Yeah, but how often does this happen? I mean, I haven't heard of one of these cases in years.
Well, I don't know, Conan. Does it tell us more about it?
Let's see if there have been any recent incidences. The Department of Justice amended its definition of domestic terrorism to include people on Free Talk Live and this type of violence last year. And it also, so no Free Talk Live stuff in it, but it did amend to include abortion terrorists, and it includes such incidents as destruction of property, arson, bombings, vandalism, kidnapping, stalking, assault, attempted murder, and murder. In the last 20 years or so, anti-abortion violence has killed at least 8 people in the U.S. So 20 years, 8 people killed from these types, including 4 doctors, 2 clinic employees, a security guard, and a clinic escort. In contrast, approximately 0 people have been murdered trying to have or facilitate a safe and legal abortion in Europe.
Well, I can't say that I can, you know, it's a tragedy for any family that's dealing with something like this, but I think that more people are probably killed by electric car windows than that.
That's true, but I mean, he is comparing here, right? You're looking at Europe, which is a fairly heavily populated place, and the U.S., fairly heavily populated, and there's 8 in the U.S. in 20 years and 0 in Europe. I mean, that is statistically significant.
Fewer people are killed by shark attacks in Utah than they are in North Carolina, but I mean, I still don't say stay out of the water.
Now, let's go. We're going to try Ron one more time here. I think we might actually have him this time. There was a technical difficulty behind the scenes. Ron, can you hear us now?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear
Excellent.
Me?
Yes, go ahead with your thoughts, sir.
All right, a couple things. Listening to you talk about gun violence kind of made me want to comment on that. But first, a quick comment about going
yeah,
topless.
Yeah, do me a favor. Back off your phone by like an inch. You'll sound a little better.
Okay. Is this any better?
Not really, but go ahead with your thoughts.
I wanted to talk to you about going topless to me. That means putting my convertible top down at my little Geo Metro.
That's very nice. Hold on, you got the Geo Metro convertible?
Yes, I do. I spent a
What's your gas mileage on that 3-cylinder?
Sitting here in front of my barn since 1998. It's
That thing's got great gas mileage, doesn't it?
It does. It's not as good as the XFI model because it's, you know, heavier, less aerodynamic, I've got air conditioning and all that.
Ron, stand by. We can I want to bring you back here, Ron. Hang on. We'll let you talk about toplessness and whatever else here in a moment.
That's rolling with the AC in the Metro.
855-453, Free Talk Live.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified, for thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are FortressSurvivalLLC.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
We are back with more Free Talk Live, and of course, you can take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. You can bring up whatever you want. We've been talking about everything from toplessness to guns and violence in the United States, the contrast between people's willingness to observe violence but not so much someone's nipple. Those are some of the things we've discussed here tonight. The we includes me, Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Conan is here courtesy of Black Sheep Rising, which is a television program.
It's a late night entertainment variety program here in Keene, New Hampshire.
You put on both broadcast television here in Keene, New Hampshire, I guess cable television to be more specific, and also on YouTube.
Right. It's a local television channel that airs on Time Warner Cable here in the area. And, of course, it goes to YouTube as well, and the all the podcast options are there available for you.
That's right.
We get a lot of the people here in the area, activists, friends of activists, and then we all sit down and we just talk about crap for 2 hours. And
it's a good show.
It's good stuff.
You should go and check it out at blacksheeprising.org. We're
right.
Going to go back to Ron in North Carolina. Ron, you had some comments you wanted to share on people being topless and also maybe some gun stuff. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, the more you talk, the more that it motivates my line of thinking with more things I want to talk about.
Well, let's just pick one here.
All right, okay. Gun violence, all right. How the USA is higher than a lot of other countries. I had read an article somewhere about different City, Chicago. There was a handful of them. Chicago, D.C., Baltimore, New Orleans. There was a few of the bigger cities, and they happen to be the cities with a stricter gun law as well. But these are the most violent cities in the country. And if you were to take those cities, say, out of the equation and look at the country, you know, say like New Hampshire, you know, rural areas, things like that, get those most violent cities out of the picture, we'd be down, you know, a whole lot lower than what we are.
Yeah, that's a good point. When you're looking at statistics about gun violence, it's really ridiculous to look at a U.S. statistic, right? Because it's being thrown off by these gun-free zones.
And this is a big old country. I mean,
exactly.
I mean, we don't handle our business like people in Florida or people in Cali do. We are a completely different community.
It's absolutely true. And so to just average everybody together in one big lump number is just not fair. It's not a good way to really assess the level of gun violence across
Iceland,
the United States.
Iceland was one of the examples. I mean, how big is Iceland compared to New Hampshire?
They're probably about
the same as far as land.
Can find out.
I talked to an economist about this one time, and he said, I'd be more interested in knowing what the comparison is between gun violence in Sweden versus, or, you know, just violence in Sweden versus violent crime in the United States, but the comparison between violent crime for Swedes and violent crime with Swedish Americans, because he thought, he posited that it would be similar there. And
can I add one more thing?
Quickly, Ron, go ahead.
Okay, I'm new to see on TV and whatnot. It's amazing. I just bought a Roku. I can stream the TV from the computer, from the internet.
Yeah, the Roku box.
Yeah, right. And it's amazing how, things that are, say, broadcast over the airwaves or even out of cable, you know, it's got a lot stricter guidelines. And, you can get hardcore porn.
yes, you can, from what I understand.
Yeah, and I don't understand the disparity there, how it's totally available in one format.
Well, that's the internet. I mean, the internet has always been this uncensored thing, whereas cable television still, even though it...
Oh, they're trying to censor it.
Well, but, I mean, you mean trying to censor the internet?
They're trying to control it and regulate it.
Yeah, but they're not succeeding, and they're not going to succeed at that.
And if they ever do, there'll be something else that'll spring right up in its footprint.
But when you're looking at broadcast television and you're looking at cable, these are things that have historically been government regulated. Even cable, even though they can do more on cable, they still are regulated by the FCC, and there are certain things that are just not allowed. And the FCC is not in charge of the internet. So that's the answer for you, Ron. Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number is 855-453, and hopefully the FCC will never be in charge of content, though they did just take control of this net neutrality nonsense, which is a whole other story.
Mm-mm-mm.
So, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We were talking about hugging a moment ago, and then we got to number four.
Number four was kind of a deader. It was kind of our anti-abortion stance. And when I say our, I mean a lot of crazy, crazy, wacky Jesusers. Who go all Old Testament.
They're going to kill for Jesus' name.
Exactly, because that's what they do in the Old Testament.
I would say most Christians would say that that's pretty unchristian-like. And we're only talking
about very unchristian.
Eight people in 20 years.
You're talking about eight people dying at the hands of some abortion protesters, ostensibly, over 20 years.
Right, yeah. And I can't even remember the last guy. I think they just executed one of the last guys. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not a big... It's not a big thing, but yeah, there it is. It's actually a thing.
If they wanted a list of six things, they found a thing. Okay.
Well, they five things. So number four was a filler for sure.
All right.
Number five is a big one. Our preference, not ours, the U.S. preference for circumcision.
Oh yeah,
that's a sick one.
Though infant male circumcision rates have declined in the U.S. in the last decade or so, circumcision remains one of the most common procedures performed in hospitals, about 1.4 million annually.
Wow, that's a lot.
In Europe, however, circumcision is rare and generally frowned upon. A 2013 resolution called Male Ritual Circumcision, Violation of the Physical Integrity of Children.
Yeah, I would say it is, too. I wouldn't get involved in a parent's, business raising their kid, but I don't think you should go punching holes in or cutting pieces of your kid off. And, I'm willing to go ahead and say haircuts, fine. Fingernails, okay. We're talking about dead protein here.
Mm-hmm.
But these aren't permanent things. I knew a girl in high school who had, instead of holes in her ears for earrings, she had long slits. And she blamed that on her mother getting her ears pierced when she was very, very young. So she was like a baby, and sometimes you'll see this.
It's not because she was gauging her ears, she was stretching them?
Back, no one gauged their ears in high school when I was a kid.
Mid-90s or early, no, not 90s, the late 80s.
Right? Late 80s, yes. Right? That wasn't being done. This was just slits, basically, from the ears. Earrings just kind of pulling through or something. I don't know. At some point or another, she had to get surgery because it pulled all the way out. I wouldn't be able to claim that. But that's another thing. Is I don't, I wouldn't go and take my son to get his ears pierced. That's a male as opposed to a female. It's just not for me. I don't think you should do that. I don't think there's
Up to a certain age, right? I mean, it's fairly common for young people, young females especially, to get their ears pierced.
Right. I think it should be a decision that they make, even if young people make decisions that affect their lives, whether we like it or not. Different parents come up with different rules. Some say 12, some say 14, some say 16, whatever the age may be. I think that's up to them, but I wouldn't just go and lop off parts of the kid.
Now, what if it was for health reasons?
Sure.
All right, so you're a farmer.
Yep.
All right, so there might be some reasons why you would take your pigs and have them dealt with, maybe castrated, because...
going to do that here shortly.
Right, exactly. So, and that's health reasons for your other pigs, not just the pig in general. a prime example that I remember we did a lot was dehorning.
Yep.
And you got them real young, otherwise it was painful. If you got them young enough, you can just pop them off real quick with a burner.
Yeah.
But cattle would generally catch themselves in fences and whatnot, and they would die. They would,
sure.
Or they would gore their buddies next door, and then you would have another, so...
Well, that is the argument of the circumcision advocate, right, is that, this is about cleanliness.
Yeah, I guess
it's about hygiene. And STDs is about...
If you don't intend to teach your kid about washing, then I suppose you could. I'll go ahead and say that that's fine. But then, if you're not going to teach your kid about washing, then I don't think you should be having one anyway. I hesitate to compare farm animals to children in this because I have a different goal. I'm going to kill the animal and use it for meat, whereas I'm trying to give my son the ability to make the best decisions he wants to make. He can go get a circumcision if that's what he wants to do. If he wants to have a discussion with me when he's 12 or 14 years old or whatever, that he thinks that this is the right thing to do.
All my buddies are doing it, Dad.
Okay. it's going to, there's some drawbacks to this, son. Let's talk about them.
We will come back with more. You can share your thoughts with us. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And it looks like Iceland is bigger than New Hampshire by about three times. Four times. Free Talk Live.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Brought to you by Keenvention. It's entering into its third year. The Keenvention is an intimate gathering of liberty-oriented people. Activists from all across New Hampshire generally come to Keenvention and share their activism, share their experience with doing various different types of activism, everything from the legislative panel, which will have state legislators, many of whom will likely be free staters. The panelists have yet to be named, but there will be the legislative panel. Other things like the technology panel, Bitcoin panel, some of the favorites, we bring them back, but I try to put different people on, for instance. So I'm still trying to figure out who's going to head up all of the panels. I've got a few names that have confirmed. I'll be announcing those soon over at keenvention.info. And it's a nice little intimate event, and I think that's one of the things that makes it outstanding, because it is so small that, you know, you don't get lost. You know, there's nowhere else. You've got one room that you're in.
It's very easy to meet people.
Yes, yes, because there are only like 100 of them there.
It's not overwhelming. You can actually, you know, sit down and have a conversation and not and remember the guy the next day.
Yeah, and there's also that 100 people or so, it's like 120 or so, they're not all there at once. So you go in on Friday morning, and it's going to be a different group of people that are in there as there is on Sunday afternoon.
The people who manage to wake up Friday morning.
Exactly. Right.
Yeah, Friday morning is good. Saturday morning and Sunday morning might
it's
be a little
tougher.
Iffy. Yeah.
But, you know, Saturday is also a little busier typically than Friday because people get off work and that kind of thing. So it's really intimate. You get to meet people. You get to meet the activists that you hear about here on Free Talk Live and on the Ridley Report, for instance. A lot of those people are there at speaking at Keenvention or just attending it. And there's always a smaller group of people. It's actually interesting because the minority of the attendees of Keenvention are the people who are actually paying to attend Keenvention. The majority of people are actually the people who are speaking, because we have dozens and dozens of speakers, because we've got, you know, like a dozen panel discussions and three keynote speakers, including Daryl Perry and Chris Cantwell this year.
Right, yeah. Speaking of, a lot of your FTL listeners who are wanting Cantwell back, well, guess what? He's going to be talking for what? Is it 2 hours?
No, no, not 2 hours. No. About one and a half. No, not even that. With the keynote speech, it's different from the panel. So at Keenvention, it's panels all day, and then the keynote speech wraps it up. So basically, the keynote speaker can speak for as long or as short of a speech as they want to. So sometimes a keynote speech will go a solid 60 or, you know, minutes. Like JJ, I think, was in like an epic hour-long speech that he was up there on the first year.
Yeah, Rich Paul did a lot off his chest.
Right. Rich Paul did like 20 minutes at the end of Keenvention last year. So I would never tell a keynote speaker, you have to go for X amount of time. That wouldn't work. I want them to give the best speech they can give, and if the best speech they can give is a 10-minute speech, or the best speech is a 60-minute speech, whatever. You know, it's the end of the day, so there's nothing else that's immediate going to happen besides dinner, you know, basically right after that. So it's a lot of fun. You can go to keenvention.info. There are only 100 tickets available in advance, and so please lock yours in. It's $60, get you in for the entire weekend, and that also will include the Halloween costume dance party that last year was very popular. In fact, it attracted people who weren't even attending Keenvention during the day. The Keenvention will get you into that. And actually, we're considering locking down attendance on Halloween to only Keenvention attendees, maybe plus one. So a Keenvention attendee could also bring someone who is not a paid ticket holder for Keenvention. But again, $60 for an entire weekend-long convention is a pretty great price, and it's a great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire in the fall. There are no other events that happen in New Hampshire.
It's not cold.
It can be cold. Sometimes it can be warm. One year it was actually like t-shirt weather.
Yeah, bring your hoodie. I mean, it's not going to be any colder than a hoodie.
At night you're definitely going to need a hoodie, and it just depends, right? It's New England. The weather is dramatically different 1 year to the next, sometimes 1 week to the next.
15 minutes to the next.
Yeah. So keenvention.info, you can go there. You can grab your tickets, learn more about the hotel. There's a Keenvention discount, of course, if you're getting a room in the hotel, that kind of thing. Keenvention.info. We'll look forward to seeing you there. And, Mark, you wanted to talk about... Oh, wait, do we have more Conan on number five?
Just a little bit more on number five.
Yeah, go ahead.
Talking about circumcision in the U.S. In Europe, however, circumcision is rare and generally frowned upon. 2013 resolution called male ritual circumcision a violation of the physical integrity of children. It was passed overwhelmingly by Parliamentary Assembly of the Council of Europe. Studies, both formal and informal, have shown that women in the U.S. have a strong preference for circumcised penises, citing visual appeal and sexual hygiene as reasons for their predisposition.
Citing ignorance for their reason for...
European women, of course, prefer their men with dong snuggies. And
I've never heard that one.
I never heard either. That's why I wanted to include it.
Yeah.
For everyone's mental dictionary, dong snuggies is the word of the
now
day.
Now you know. All right, very good, Conan. Good source, rawstory.com.
Mm-hmm.
Putting that one out there. Very good conversation starter. We'll continue here. You can bring up anything. Mark, you wanted to tell us about the FCC and a slowdown. A major slowdown that's prohibiting things from getting done. But first, let's go to Nathan in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live. Nathan.
You know, every time I call in, Conan, you're a little more barbarian. Like, I hope you won't be like having a club helmet.
You know, you brought that up last week, and I was like, you know what? Screw it. Hair down. I'm going to come
shirt off.
And I'm just going to, I'm going to do whatever I can to bring it to the table.
Well, I'm happy about it, Conan. It's better for me. I prefer to not have a shirt on, so thank you for this. I actually did it over the weekend one day. Didn't announce it or anything like that because it was just me. It wasn't. I think Daryl was here at the time, and he did not join me. But I didn't invite him to, so.
Well, my one concern was that there was another Liberty program who pulled a stunt like this just a couple days ago. I think their last program.
Oh, really?
I haven't seen it, but I was just hoping that people
are...
In New Hampshire. And okay. I'm just hoping that people aren't like, oh, they're just, following in the footsteps.
Was it Flaming Freedom?
I believe Rebel Love Show.
Oh, yeah. Okay,
But they actually upped us because they had a female on the show. So
that's true.
But no, we're at, no. I, like I said earlier,
we get a lot more views on the cam then. If
she's here now, I mean, we can ask her.
You better believe it. But no, like I said earlier, I am walking around shirtless all summer. I mean, I only put my shirt on when I have to go into establishments who treat us like that. So
Nathan, go ahead.
Okay, well, I Googled for single mother statistics, and from what I can tell, the United States only has fewer single mothers than four European countries, Latvia, Belgium, Estonia, and the UK. So I don't certainly think that, you know, single motherhood explains all the crime in the U.S. I mean, obviously, there's, you know, if you look at the crime of different regions, it's going to be very different, you know, and the drug war is probably a big contributor to a lot of it, but when you look at the statistics, there's a lot of evidence that single-parent families lead to higher rates of incarceration. Like, you know, one article I pulled up here had quoted, like, 80% of prisoners came from broken families and things like this. So I don't think it explains all of what you're talking about, but I think it explains maybe a proportion of it.
Again, correlation is not causation, though, right? I mean, Mark, your parents stayed together, didn't they?
No. They didn't. I'm trying to think of anybody I knew in prison. I think I knew one guy, maybe two, that, you know, still, their parents were still together. I would say that that's, you know, very
It's good. A strong correlation, I think.
Right. And, of course, there's, you know, the argument you'll get a lot from the left is that single motherhood correlates with poverty, and poverty is correlated with crime. Yeah, and so, you know, that's kind of a hard web to untangle.
Good
so,
points. You know. Nathan, anything else you want to share tonight?
No, just have a good shirtless night, gentlemen.
We are. Thanks for the call tonight. Chris is in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Welcome.
Before you were talking about gun violence statistics and comparing, kind of making the way that they're presented, they're kind of very irrationally presented because you have statistics from like Hartford, Connecticut being intermingled with, like New Hampshire, where you can roam free with an AR and no shirt on, right?
That's true. And you could be a woman and do that in New Hampshire.
Yes, even better. I can't wait to get up there. And currently, I inspired by you guys, I have outdone you. I'm actually completely in the buff in my homemade redneck Roman bath in my backyard with candlelight wine, a rifle near me. And
you're naked in your backyard. Now, do you have a fence or do you have neighbors nowhere near you?
I got neighbors. I'm in the woods, and I'm a little inebriated, so I don't care that much. But
what about mosquitoes, man?
How do you deal with that?
I'm not a big fan of using chemical bug sprays, but I have to come to it right about now.
Stand by, Chris. We can bring you back if you have more to say about being naked. 855-450-FREE. I support it. 855-450-3733. More on the way. You can share it with us here, whatever it is you want to talk about. Coming up, the FCC, are they permanently slowing themselves down, or is it just your typical bureaucracy? It's Free Talk Live.
Hey guys, I'm Tim Baker.
I'm Daniel Brown.
And I'm Sean Stewart.
And we are the You Mean BTC Podcast.
Cryptocurrency decrypted.
Us three chumps love to talk too much, and for some reason other people seem to enjoy it.
That's why we started You, Me, and BTC,
which is your Bitcoin and Liberty Podcast.
Find our show at youmeandbtc.com every Thursday.
We also post Bitcoin-related reviews, opinion articles, and much more.
Subscribe, like, and follow at youmeandbtc.com.
Improve the look of your home for less with hardwood floors from Lumber Liquidators. Choose from over 400 styles of hardwood, bamboo, woodlook tile, and more, all for a lot less than other stores. This week, get gorgeous Amber City Strand bamboo for just $1.99 and more hardwood floors from 99 cents. Special coupon savings on all Bellawood pre-finished hardwood with best-in-class scratch resistance. North American and European laminate from 49 cents and more.
And 18-month special financing
for the floor you want at the price you deserve. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.